Shumas Perek Zayin Mishnah Zayin. Zara es achas mehen. In the case where a person has the same two baskets, one chulin, one shuma, and he forgot, and then he plants one of them. So normally the Rav says the din is, as we know, that if one plants shuma, he has to uproot it. And if he doesn't uproot what he plants, and it grows, whatever grows out of that has a din of shuma. But here he doesn't know if what was planted was chulin or shuma. So halacha is potter. You don't have to uproot it, and what grows out is chulin. V'hashnia noig bo b'truma. And the second one, you treat it like truma. V'chayeves b'chala, but you also treat it like chulin, and you're mechayev to give chala. Div Rabbi Meir, just like we've said in the past. Rabbi Yosi Poiter, Rabbi Yosi Potter is again from chala, because Rabbi Yosi says it's still considered meduma, and since it's meduma, it's not chayev in chala. Zara acheres ashnia, if a second person came and he planted the second one, Potter, he also doesn't have to uproot it, and what grows is not considered truma. Zora Echad Ashtein, but here's going to be a chiddush. If one person would plant both of these baskets, it depends. Bedavrish is Aro Chola, if it's an item where the seed disintegrates or rots, mutter. So he doesn't have to uproot either of them. The case would be wheat or barley or things like that. It's not Truma Vadai, like the Rav explains. It's considered Gedoyle Meduma. It's growth from Meduma. That we're going to see later that has a din of chulin. And since the whole thing is meduma, anything that grows, it's all mutter for a non-kohen. Uvedavar she'en zaro kala osur. And the Mishnah ends. However, if the seed is something that the seed will not disintegrate in the ground, like the Rav says, like garlic and onions, that's going to be osur. Even though lomaisa, it's still meduma. But the Rav says, since the seed doesn't get destroyed when it's planted, we're more machmer by that. And therefore, v'davar she'en zaro kala, it's going to be aser.